is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The U.S. Supreme Court may loosen protections for abortion, and what would that mean for Colorado? CPR's Andrew Kenney reports.
If the Supreme Court weakens or overturns Roe v. Wade, that would likely leave the question of abortion to the states. CU Boulder constitutional law professor Richard Collins says Colorado voters have repeatedly supported abortion rights and elected pro-choice Democrats.
So where would that leave Colorado? That would leave Colorado right where we are. Abortions are perfectly legal in the state right now. And so leaving it up to the state leaves the status quo in place.
But Collins said a Supreme Court ruling could encourage conservatives to try again to limit abortions here. Abortion advocates are moving to put a reproductive rights law on the state books to avoid that. I'm Andrew Kenney, CPR News.
A delegation representing Delta Hospital on Colorado's western slope says the medical facility will be forced to drastically reduce services if the federal government doesn't step in with financial assistance. CPR's Banta Berkland has more.
The hospital's CEO and Republican State Representative Matt Soper are in D.C. this week lobbying Congress to help. The hospital treats mostly poor and elderly patients, so they also plan to ask the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid for a special designation that will give the hospital a higher reimbursement rate for patients on Medicaid. Currently, Delta is the only hospital in western Colorado that doesn't already have that higher reimbursement rate. Soper says it would bring in an extra $3 million per year. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The trial of a former Loveland police officer has been pushed back to January. Daria Jalali faces charges for not intervening when another officer injured 74-year-old Karen Garner last year. Jalali is also accused of not reporting a case of excessive force as required under state law. Garner reached a $3 million settlement with the city of Loveland in September. Colorado set a new record for sports betting in October. Wagers totaled nearly $500 million, almost half of it on pro and college football games. This is CPR News.